Dale Stevens joining us for Cordial tonight. Tēnā koe, Dale.
Morning, and I'm not offended at all.
Okay, good. You know where that one comes from anyway. Hey, mate, it's good to have you on the program again, Dale. Cordial or my, because you lead an interesting life. It's very hard to keep up with you, to be honest. You know, what's been on your mind this week?
Look, it's fascinating to listen to what's going on around the country. Yes, we are coming out of COVID, and yes, we are trying to get the economy back up and running. And interestingly, I hear commentators say, you know, tourism is bouncing back. We're nearly back. Well, actually, we're on target by the end of the summer to be at 63% of what we were pre-COVID. So there's still a way to go. And it worries me when I now hear that the immigration settings are being changed again to make it harder for immigrants to bring partners, husbands, wives, family into the country. This has a flow-on effect. We don't, in the Māori tourism sector, we don't traditionally hire a lot of migrants. We tend to rely on tangata whenua, and that's really great because we're providing opportunities for our people. But what we do rely on is the tourism sector to be strong and for those big major tourism entities to be flourishing and operating, because that grows and gets people into the sector, which means that there are more people available to take up Māori tourism opportunities. Unfortunately, in the tourism sector, what you see is that the type of people we want to come into the country aren't actually covered by the green category or the work to residency category. So we've got to be so careful that we want to get tourism back up and running, we want to get people in the country, but we've got to let them come in to work with us as well. So that's one of the first things that crosses my mind when I think about this at the moment. But more interestingly for us this week, I did some work yesterday inducting our new trade commissioner to Sao Paulo over from South America. So when we look at what's happening in business for Māori and we look what's happening internationally, it's a really untapped opportunity in South America.
Yeah, elaborate on that, please.
So what we've got is, if you look at the primary sector and the relationship between New Zealand and South America, there are many, many things that are similar about it in terms of the growing conditions, in terms of the seasons, in terms of the types of food products that South Americans tend to enjoy. What we don't have is the quality of product from New Zealand is not currently being distributed across South America. We have a lot of Māori businesses doing great work into Southeast Asia, into China, into North America. We're now looking into Europe. I'm talking primary sector here. But what we don't have yet is a great, a trailblazing Māori business taking product into South America, because I believe that will open up a real opportunity. And what our trade commissioner was saying yesterday is that indigenous peoples in Brazil really look up to the Māori culture and what we are achieving for Māori in this country. And I have to tell you, Dale, this is a story we hear every week about how New Zealand, and in particular Māori business, the Māori economy, globally is seen as leading the growth of indigenous business. So what a great opportunity if we can get Māori involved in now South America as well, and how we can work with our whānau over there, that whole indigenous to indigenous piece. You know, I think I'm blessed because I get to work in a really positive environment with our Māori people who are going out doing really cool, innovative stuff, and here's a fresh opportunity to look at South America.
Sounds good. Some of us, you know, you can't see the wood for the trees or whatever that saying is. You know, perhaps struggle to recognise the potential offshore as we concentrate on our day-to-day needs and also trying to crack a quid in the domestic market, so to speak. Do you think that we could be more, well, sharing the story of export potential more widely with emerging and start-up Māori business?
Yeah, look, I think there's three key things for Māori in the international space. Firstly, is that provenance story, where the product comes from, the history behind the product. And the Māori story and how we tell it globally is hugely influential in purchasing patterns. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the way that we conduct business as Māori. It's inclusive, it's about long-term relationships, and it's about developing our people in concert with other people in other countries and bringing a different style of business to the world. That's the second thing. The third thing is, I don't think we as a country appreciate the quality of the product that we export. You know, we tend to take it for granted, the quality of the food available in this country. And frankly, for so much of the rest of the world, they've never seen food of this quality. They've never seen the type of product that we provide. And so our biggest issue is that that of supply, because we've got so many opportunities to provide great product around the world, so that rather than providing bulk, we provide quality. And so that means that we can be really discerning in how we get into these markets to provide the best opportunity for our people, for our business, and for the quality of our product through great relationships and long-term sustainable relationships for trade. That's where Māori are really good.
And that's what we need to encourage. As I say, I enjoy our conversations because you take them in different directions. What's on your workbench this week that might illustrate some of what you do from tourism or with the trade and enterprise hat on, mate? What hui are you attending this week?
Well, in fact, the very second that I get off this call, I'm flipping on to another call. We're busy inducting about 35, 38 people this week into our offices around the world. So now that the economy is opening up and we're getting trade moving again, we've got to get our people in market really up to speed with what's happening in New Zealand and how it's happening. So I'm doing an induction program at the moment for these 37, I think it is, 38 people. And the key part that I'll be delivering this morning is Te Tiriti o Waitangi, why it's important, why Māori partnership is important, and why we at NZTE are really, really pushing for Māori business to be at the fore of our international trade opportunities. Because I talk a lot about the strength of the Māori economy and the opportunity that creates. So for me this week, it's about getting these people, looking after people in South America. We've got people from Europe, from China. We've got people from Australia, people from India, who are now going to be in the market representing us. And so we're trying to set them up as well as we can so that they can represent New Zealand on the world stage and promote the kind of products and the kind of business we want to transact globally. It's an exciting time for us as we get going again.
Sure is, and I thank you for sharing some thoughts about trade, enterprise, tourism, and, of course, Treaty of Waitangi issues, because it's vital that all who are representing us on the world stage through NZTE are au fait with our responsibilities in that space too. Dale Stevens with us each Wednesday. Thanks for your time again. E hoa ngā mihi.
Kia pai te wiki hoa, ka kite.
Tēnā hoi.